It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. At the end of the program, if I get a chance, I'll pray for you. Call somebody. Tell somebody. Come and listen to Pastor Peter's message. He's going to pray for us. And I believe that you will see the miracle hand of God. I live by faith. The Word of God says, just shall live by faith. We are the children of God, washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you and me can live by faith. And you and me can do the same thing what Peter and Paul did. Last program, we learned that Paul was preaching and people were bringing the clothes, the handkerchief, the apron, and say, Paul, wear it and give it to us. And they start giving to sick people and people start getting healed, delivered and set free. Even the demon-possessed people got healed and the spirit left them. And we learned how many people got saved, and the people who were doing witchcraft and demonic worships, those people burned their books, and the value was almost 50,000 silver coins. So what I'm trying to say, once you receive Jesus Christ, then whatever you're doing with wrong materials, those materials, they have no value. They are just trash. Once you receive Jesus Christ, then your life is completely transformed. Today we are going to learn another miracle in Paul's life. That is recorded in Acts chapter 20, verses 6 to 12. Now Paul was in journey, he was in Troas. And they arranged a meeting for Paul because he was going, leaving that town. And that meeting was arranged in the third floor. And they put so many lights. Maybe it's like a celebration or what. And Paul started preaching. The Word of God says that was the first day of the week. That means Sunday. Many people are thinking that Peter and Paul and all apostles, they worship on Saturday. And that's why there are Saturday mission or Seventh-day Adventist mission. They are still thinking we should be worshiping on Saturday and we should be doing the Sabbath. The Word of God says Jesus Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Why we want to go again in the curse of the law when Jesus Christ has redeemed us? We are not under the law to do the Sabbath and worship on the Sabbath day. I tell these people, don't you know that Jesus Christ was risen in the first day of the week? And that was Sunday. So when Jesus Christ is risen, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate His resurrection. And that's why we read in the Word of God, they were worshiping on Sunday morning, or whole day Sunday. Now somebody will say, if I pray on Saturday, is it sin? No. But you don't do it because you are under the law. You do it by grace. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every day is Lord's Day. But you don't tell people, if you don't worship on Saturday, God will punish you because you have to observe the Sabbath. But that is not my subject. I just happened to tell you because they were worshiping Sunday morning. And not only that, they were taking the communion that day. So many people came. Today also, so many people take the communion once a month or once a year, or some people do not take communion at all. I used to do once a month. And then some people will come and say, I missed last week, so do I have to wait until another month? Then I felt bad. I said, why people have to wait one more month to get the communion? I said, I'm going to keep it every Sunday, because when I studying the Word of God, it says as many times they gather together, every time they gather together for worship, they used to break bread or they used to take communion. So I started long time ago giving the communion every Sunday. It's an extra work for pastor, but I ask people, as long as you're not tired taking the communion, I'm not tired giving you communion. So here there is a communion day, Lord's Supper day, and Sunday, Resurrection Day, and these people gather together in the third floor. Here Paul is preaching and giving his testimony, telling about Jesus Christ and his ministry. And people were listening, and now it was a midnight. And there was a one young man, he says young man, sitting at the window. Can you imagine? There was no room to sit anywhere. So this young man could say, I'm going home. There is no room to sit. And this is the third floor. And if I fall from there, I'll be dead. But he took a chance. He sat there. He was listening. Maybe he came from the work. Maybe he was a hard-working person. But he loved the Lord. And he sat there and fell asleep. Not only that, Paul is preaching until midnight. So it's a sleeping time. People get tired and weary. And this boy or this young man fell from the third floor to the ground. People might have ran to see if this person is alive, and they found out he's dead. So maybe message went to Paul, and Paul came running, and he fell on him, and he hugged him and said to people, don't worry, his spirit is still in him. People might be thinking he's dead, what Paul is saying. And then Paul went back to the upper room, where third floor, and start preaching. And then this young man came up there too. And then they had the communion service. And the Word of God says people were so much encouraged and comforted, and they were having so much joy and peace. Otherwise, this young man and his family member will be very sad. But this young man didn't say, you know what? I sat there listening, and this man keep on preaching until midnight. And the Word of God says, Paul did not finish the service because this man fell down. He continued his service until the daybreak, until the morning. Do you think today, if somebody start preaching from morning until next morning, people will sit in the church? No. People are looking at watch 15 minutes. They cannot sit in the church. That's my experience. I was not able to sit in the church for 15 minutes. I said that 15 minutes is too far, because I had to go and watch 5 different movies on Sunday. But the point I'm making, when I got saved, I got glued to the church day and night, morning meeting, evening meeting, open meeting, all the meetings. And I even say, Lord, if you call me, I give up everything and follow you. The point I'm making, you have to have born-again experience, then you can sit at the feet of Jesus Christ and learn. See, the Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ, and Martha says, oh, Jesus, I'm working hard. Why don't you tell Mary to come? He said, Martha, Martha, you worried about so many things, but the Mary has taken the best part. Try to go to church. Don't worry. This man was loving God. He would have said, I'm hurting now. I'm alive, I'm going to take some rest. But he sat there after midnight, listening again, taking the communion and completely got healed. We don't know he had the broken bones. We don't know he got so much pain, but he enjoyed sitting there and taking the communion. I don't think he slept again. So he took the communion. When you take the communion, you will be healed, delivered, and set free. The children of Israel, when they took that lamb and ate it, and when they came out of this Egypt, the word of God says, if you read Psalm 105 verse 37, it says, not a single man was feeble or sick or afflicted among any tribe. What happened? They took the lamb. Today, we are taking the communion believing the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, was slain on the cross of Calvary. And when we take that communion by faith, sickness and disease will be gone. And when you take the bread, he says, that broken bread means Jesus Christ broken his body on the cross, and with his stripes, we are healed. Do you believe that the word of God says in book of Isaiah chapter 53, with his stripes we are healed, and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, it says with his stripes we were healed? If it is written in the word of God, you have to take it. You have to believe it. If the word of God says 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ took my sickness, disease on the cross, and with his stripes I am healed. Just receive it by faith and you will be healed. Jesus' blood is available, and that power is available for everyone. Somebody said, Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago. How can that blood will have power? Do you know some people take your blood and put it there, preserve it, and somebody get hurt and they give the blood transfusion? If that blood stays there years and years, Jesus Christ took his blood. He went to heaven. And the blood is kept in the most holy place in the heavenly temple. There is a power. By faith you have to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ's blood is all sufficient. He can heal you, deliver you, and set you free. I believe there are so many religions in the world. Did you see in any religion that some man was walking and his shadow healed people? Did you hear anywhere that some man giving handkerchief and people getting healed? Only you will see in Christ, in Jesus. No other religion can do this. And even if they start doing it, it will not work. I told you in the last program, she was seven sons. They tried to imitate what Paul was doing. The devil says, I know Jesus, I know Paul, who are you? You are my enemy. Because devil doesn't want to do anything good. St. John chapter 8 verse 44, he says, the devil is a liar, he's a deceiver, he's a killer, he's a murderer, he's a liar from the beginning. And if you start doing those things, you are his children. We are the children of God. How we became the children of God? The word of God says, St. John chapter 1 verse 12, as many as receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, those people God gives them power to be called sons of God. And then Galatians chapter 4 verse 6, God says, because you are a children of God, I'm going to take the spirit of my son and put it in your spirit so you could call me Abba, Father. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God gives his son's spirit so you can call him Abba, Father. Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 9, it says, if you don't have the spirit of Christ, you are none of his. What does it mean? You cannot call yourself Christian if you are not born again. That's why Jesus Christ went to Nicodemus. Means Nicodemus came to Jesus Christ in the middle of the night. And Jesus said, you must be born again. If you are a nominal Christian, you never read the Bible, you never went to church, and you said, because my mother and father, they are Christian, and my name is Peter, my name is John, my name is Paul, I'm Christian. It doesn't work that way. you have to give your life to Jesus Christ. You might be struggling in this world, having so many problems, and you go to town for your sickness, your disease. And some of the Americans, they go to India, they go to Japan or China or some other country and learn about Buddha, learn about Hindu God, and they're thinking those gods will save them. And some people go and waste their life and they come back, and when they find Jesus, they said, wow, in America, Jesus Christ was available. Why did we waste our money, time, and energy? The same way there are Muslim people. I saw one man said, I made this Quran by heart from my childhood. And I prayed and prayed and prayed and nobody heard my prayer. But Jesus Christ transformed me and I am servant of God. Not one. Nobody is telling you how many Muslims people are coming to Christ. Every day, thousands of people receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And China is the people are Buddhist or non-believing in any God. Hundreds and millions of people getting saved every day. And recently we heard there was a revival meeting in Japan. And many people got saved. The point I'm making, the places where they didn't want Jesus, Russia, they didn't want any Christ in there. Hundreds and thousands of Russians are Christians. And they are coming to Israel. There are some of Jewish Russian. And now if you go to Israel, they were not allowing Christian people to have a church or television station and this and that. But now, so many Russians, Christians are in Israel. Now there are Israeli people allow them to have satellite, they have TV. There are not one but several television stations and people are going there and getting saved, healed, delivered and set free. What I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ is real. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not follow anybody else. If anybody comes and convince me there is somebody greater than Jesus and come, I will never follow because I got everything what I need for my spirit, my soul, and for my body. One day one Hindu man came to me. He said, you have to listen to this man. He is a very godly man. You will be surprised. I said, there is none person can surprise me. Because I know everybody's sinner and they have to come to Jesus and Jesus Christ's blood can forgive their sins. He said, come and see and what you think about him. I said, I'll prove it to you. He's a sinner. I went there, middle of the night. There are all people sitting all around and they are smoking marijuana and I start choking. I said to this man, I cannot take it anymore. I had to get out of here. He said, wait a few minutes and you will hear some knowledge. And I start praying, Lord, when he opens his mouth, I want to see that he is not a right person. And he opened his mouth. His servant, another priest, Hindu priest, gave him the onion. And he said, sir, this is an apple. Just eat. Now that person was drunk. Maybe he didn't know the apple and onion. This man started using a foul language. He said, you are telling me this is apple? This is onion. And he started using foul language. I said to this man, listen. Is this a godly man? And then they start fighting. This younger man, means his assistant, starts saying, how you became this big? I go and beg on the street and I bring all the money and give it to you. That's why you are a big priest. And you fighting with me? And they start fighting and foul language. I said to this man, I prove it to you, this is not a man of God. And I left. The point I'm making, if you are a child of God, your heart will be transformed. You will not use the foul language. You will not hurt somebody else, but you will be blessing other people. You will be doing good to other people. Jesus never used bad language, or he did not destroy anybody. He might be saying somebody, you fox, or something, but he never used very bad language. He used only, you are serpent, or you are snake, or you are fox, because he was telling the nature of these people. The point I'm making, we learn about Jesus' ministry. He even healed somebody when they came to arrest him and kill him. Peter cut one high priest servant's ear and he put it back. Jesus taught us, pray for your enemy and do not curse anybody, but bless. Here we see Paul, this young man sitting and listening to him, and even though he fell down and died, Paul didn't say, don't worry, we are having a meeting here. A devil tried to disrupt the meeting. Don't worry, everything will be all right. But he went and gave life to that dead man. So we saw Peter giving life to dead person, Paul giving life to dead person, and all these leaders did great things for the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, we read their books in the Bible. They did so many miracles. And the same God is here. I believe our God has given us supernatural power. No worldly people can have this. One person, I went to somebody's house to tell him about Jesus. He took me to the darkest room. I don't have time to tell you. And he said, I'll make you blood vomit and you'll die. I said, why? What did I do? He said, you're preaching about Jesus. I said, let me have a prayer time. I'm going to pray and then you kill me. Could you tell me if there is any sick person in your family? I'm going to pray before I die. He said, my wife is in the hospital. She's dying. Could you please pray for her? I said, okay. But if you kill me, I cannot go. He said, I'll let you go. I went to the hospital, I prayed for her. God healed that lady. Then I came back to the man, I said, sir, would you like to kill me now? He said, no, no, you are a man of God, and I'm sorry. The point I'm making, Jesus Christ has given us supernatural power. Nobody can kill us without God's permission. So I'm going to pray for you. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, what happened? You are a child of God. Your name is written in heaven. You are a new creation. No sin can bother you anymore. You will live a sinless life. Somebody say, is it possible? Yes. When the seed of God, the word of God lives in you, you cannot commit sin. He will give you supernatural power. Try. God gives you power. And I believe that God is using many people around the world. I want you to give your heart to the Lord. You already did if you did it from your heart. Now it is your responsibility to tell others. Do you know what Paul says? Believe in the Lord and you'll be saved and your household. That man took Paul and went to his house midnight. Paul was wounded. He washed him and cleaned him and Paul preached and those people got saved. So you should have a burden like that jailer. I got saved. I want my children to come to the Lord. When you take burden, God will do miracles for you and for your family. There is nothing impossible with God. Let's pray for your family. Let's pray for your neighborhood. One lady called and said, Pastor Peter, there are people doing drugs. I said, did you call upon God? She said, no, I called police. What did happen? Nothing worked. I said, let's pray. I prayed And everybody packed their things and ran away. The lady called, said, Pastor Peter, it works. Those people left and they never came back. Let's pray for your family. Let's pray for your neighborhood. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is someone listening to my voice, having problem in their neighborhood, having problem in their family, having problem in their finances, touch them, heal them, deliver them. If there is any sickness, doctor told them, is incurable, and we cannot cure this sickness, Jesus Christ can touch and heal. Do miracle for each and every one. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen. Now, just believe by faith. Say, I believe that man of God by faith he prayed, and I'm going to receive it. You will receive the power of God, the healing of God, and you will be witnessing in your neighborhood and around the world. There is no limit, and there is nothing impossible. I supposed to preach in India, I came here. My work was progressing there. I didn't have to come here. You had to go and listen to my testimony, why I came here and how God brought me here. God is using me around the world. The time is almost gone. What I'm going to do, I'm going to close this program. But we are going to learn more about the Paul's ministry. And then we are going to go and listen to another ministry. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.